Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Celebrating our 14th anniversary of the show. Today is the day. 14 years ago, November 17, 1997, we brought the Small Business Advocate Show. Broadcast for the first time. I was right here. I'm still here. And as long as I can, I'm still going to be here for you, small business owners. And one of the reasons is because we got great folks like Barbara Weltman who are willing to, they feel the same way about you. They want to help you. That's their life. Their life is dedicated, devoted to helping small businesses. And Barbara, I admire you for that. Thank you for all the work you do, all the good things you do for small business. Check out our website, folks, small business. I'm sorry, Barbara Weltman. Barbara Weltman, WELTMAN.com is her website. You can find all of her books, the J.K. Lasser series of books, and other things there. Hey, Barb, we were talking in the previous segment about getting your tax planning going and kind of having a little bit more control over how your tax obligation is, maybe spreading a little bit of the obligation this year into next year by prepaying or accelerating it, whatever you need to do, you can go either way. You can prepay or even late pay if it helps you, I guess. You just have to know that in advance. But that's just the regular stuff. That's just the regular deductions. There are some specialty kind of circumstances out there that we don't know what's going to happen next year, right? I mean, this is another one of the crazy things the government's doing.
Yeah, we come up against this every couple of years, which is a number of very positive, important breaks for businesses are set to expire at the end of 2011, including the very important research credit that is really the lifeblood of this country, research and development. And it's going to expire, as it has numerous times. And yet it's never been made permanent because of budgetary concerns. Nobody is opposed to it. Everybody's in favor of it. But we always have to wait and see. And the problem is, how do you budget for next year? How do you forecast
if you're an innovator, if you're doing things that qualify for R&D and you may be surprised, folks, how many of you might qualify, right, Barb?
I'm here.
Are you getting it?
I'm hearing you.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people might be surprised at how many people get the R&D credit.
Absolutely. It's very widespread. And, you know, one of the things about the R&D credit that people don't understand, it's not just for people like Edison inventing a new product. You can use that credit for creating innovative ways for internal development. Things that you use in your own business may qualify. It's not that you have to create a new product to sell.
Right, right.
It's really important.
What would be a classic small business example of what you could do with that? Well, give us a specific example. What do you think?
Well, for instance, and maybe this isn't a good small business example, but I know that FedEx was using it to develop processes for tracking the packages internally while they were just being used in, you know, following what was going on in the process. And again, this is something that is really prized by businesses. And how do you plan ahead?
It's in effect right now for 2011, right?
Exactly.
How much is the credit?
It's up to 20% of the eligible cost.
Yeah. I bet you there's a lot of credit money available that is not by small business to small business that is not being taken advantage of. It amazes people, isn't it?
I would think so. People are unaware of it. People are unaware of. Congress just held hearings this week on the small business health insurance credit, where many business owners and even their preparers are unaware of the fact that you can take a tax credit if you pay more than half the cost of your employees' health coverage.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. So these are at least a couple of things, folks, you need to check with your CPA or your tax preparer about and do a little more research on. Barbara, have you I'm sure you've written about this too. They can find some background on this on your
material on my website. Lots of information.
BarbaraWeltman.com. Hey, Barb, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. What a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a founding member, by the way, all the way back to 1998. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, thanking you for 14 great years. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.